Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Harvest progress for both corn and soybeans managed to stay slightly ahead of the five-year average. Winter wheat planting matched the average pace. The U.S. corn harvest moved ahead 7% last week, now 88% complete as of Sunday. Soybean harvest progress, 4% gained last week to 95% complete. That's 1% behind last year's 96%, but 4% ahead of the five-year average of 91%. Northern states like Michigan at 83% harvested, Wisconsin at 89%. As of November 1st, the Dakotas and Minnesota no longer report soybean harvest progress. But we're moving right along thanks to good weather.
Favorable weather for harvest, especially across the plains and Midwest.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says that's got corn and soybean harvests nationally continuing to run ahead of average for this point in time. For corn, as of November 12th,
88% of the U.S. acreage harvested on that date, 2 points ahead of the five-year average.
A few states are still lagging a little behind the usual pace, including Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Other states are racing ahead.
Some of our western Corn Belt states getting right up to the finish line. Kansas, 97% harvested, 97% or higher. And some of our southern states, including Tennessee at 97%, and North Carolina wrapped up with the corn harvest.
For soybeans,
we have reached 95% harvest progress by November 12th.
2% ahead of average.
In the tri-state area, in addition to corn, the other major row crop harvest to go, sunflowers. In North Dakota, 59% combine, well behind 90 last year and behind the 72% average. Sunflowers in South Dakota, 72%, well behind 92 last year and near the 71% average. Sunflower harvest in Minnesota at 92%.
We have had some slow progress on sunflower harvest in our northern production states, but we did have a wide open week in the Dakotas. Big jump from 52 to 72% harvested in South Dakota during the week ending November 12th. And so that puts South Dakota finally ahead of its five-year average pace of 71%. And that helped to boost the national number to 68% of the sunflower harvested by November 12th. That is still behind the five-year average of 72%, way behind last year's 90%.
As far as topsoil moisture goes, North Dakota is at 77% adequate, 6% surplus, 17% short to very short. South Dakota is 74% adequate topsoil moisture, 5% surplus, and 21% short to very short. Minnesota, 59% adequate, 5% surplus, 36% short to very short. Now let's take a peek at winter wheat condition.
For the winter wheat crop, USDA says things look okay,
except for the condition of the crop in some of our drought-affected areas.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says as far as the planting pace and emergence of the crop,
it's about as normal as you can get.
Growers have planted 93% of the crop, same as the five-year average. 81% of the crop is up. That's within 1% of normal. However, of concern, the condition rating, and it's going the wrong way.
We've actually given up some of our gains that we made last week, and we see the crop 47% good to excellent. A week ago, we were sitting at 50%.
Biggest winter wheat producing state, Kansas, with the biggest problems.
33% of the crop there, currently rated very poor to poor. Other states with the very poor to poor ratings above the national number include Oregon, 29%, still some drought pockets there. Texas, 21%.
Nebraska, 18% rated poor to very poor.
Thank you, Gary Crawford, for that report. It's time for a weather break. This is Inside Agriculture.